From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will resume work filling in centerline rumble strips on Highway 61 in Cook and Lake counties in July. MnDOT began filling some of the centerline rumble strips last fall after hearing from numerous local residents who complained that the rumble strips created much too much noise. MnDOT will fill in all of the centerline rumble strips in Cook County except those located north of Grand Portage where there aren't any adjacent homes. MnDOT will also fill in all of the centerline rumble strips in Lake County. Housing density along the North Shore is much different than on most rural highways, said Jim Miles, MnDOT District 1 acting traffic engineer. He went on to say, to passing motorists, it looks as if there aren't many homes along the highway. In reality, the housing density is comparable to suburban neighborhoods. Considering this and the mix of tourist and local traffic, which leads to increased passing and driving over the centerline rumble strips, we decided to fill them in. MnDOT is reviewing its centerline rumble strip policy, including criteria on where centerline rumble strips should or should not be installed, and is researching the effectiveness of other rumble strip designs that have less of a noise impact. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has been reporting a growing number of tent caterpillars, known for munching on leaves and invading backyards over the past several years, causing some experts to predict an imminent outbreak. But the department said Tuesday of this week that hatching this spring has been sporadic and that numbers might actually be declining in some areas. Outbreaks typically occur every 10 to 15 years and persist for 2 or 3 years. They can affect massive swaths of land in North America from coast to coast and from forests in Canada to swamps in Louisiana. Since 2007, the number of caterpillars in the northern half of Minnesota has been growing, that according to the DNR. Aerial photos taken by the department show that the area defoliated by the caterpillars has recently quadrupled from 250,000 acres in 2012 to more than 1 million acres in 2013. The upsweep is reminiscent of one that occurred from 1998 to 1999, which led to the early 2000s breakout. But a similar invasion does not appear likely this time, at least not yet. Mike Albers, DNR Forest Health Specialist, said a sampling of 5 northeastern Minnesota counties last July showed that some cocoons were being attacked by a native fly called the friendly fly. Those high rates of parasitism, up to 90% in some areas, were much higher than expected at this point in the outbreak, Albers said in a statement. It's too soon to know if it signals a downturn in the caterpillar population cycle or was a fluke in the small sample size. An administrative law judge recommends that Minnesota regulators approve an expansion of Enbridge Energy's Alberta Clipper crude oil pipeline across northern Minnesota. Enbridge wants to increase the line's capacity from the current 570,000 barrels a day to 800,000 by adding new pumping stations. Judge Eric Lipman concluded Thursday of this week that Enbridge has demonstrated a need for the added capacity. His recommendations now go to the Public Utilities Commission, which must approve major energy projects in Minnesota. Climate change activists oppose the Alberta Clipper and other Enbridge construction or expansion projects in the works because they carry Canadian tar sands oil. Extracting that oil is an energy-intensive process that generates greenhouse gases. The Alberta Clipper runs 1,000 miles from Hardisty, Alberta, across northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota to Superior, Wisconsin. And in a related story, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has approved an air construction permit for expanding storage tank capacity at Enbridge Energy's Superior Terminal. The DNR approved the permit after receiving more than 200 written comments and about 3,400 emails from the public. However, the agency says most concerned Enbridge's pipeline, which is not a part of the air permit review. The company wants to build 3 new above-ground storage tanks at the terminal. The terminal currently has 40 above-ground storage tanks. 2 other new tanks, which already received regulatory approval, are scheduled to be in service by the middle of the year. Enbridge expects the new tanks to be in service by 2016. Members of the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa this week made changes in their tribal government, and all of the races were close. Running for Secretary-Treasurer were incumbent April McCormick and Dennis B. Morrison, the former holder of that office. Morrison won the seat with 55.15% of the vote to McCormick's 44.85%. For the committee person one seat, Rob Hull defeated Amber Porter with 52.15% of the vote to Porter's 47.40%. Incumbent candidate for the committee person two seat, John Morin, narrowly defeated former committee person Bill Myers by 50.62% to Myers' 49.38%. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.